West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
That's why Jesus told Philip, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
Yes.
It tells us how, as a child growing up, it tells me personally when I grew up as a child, I saw something in my biological father. But I saw early in the morning how my father would be found praying on the side of the bed and reading his Bible. And I caught something by what I saw, because my father was doing at an early age was something that would have a profound impact upon my life, even though I did not realize it. My life was systematically changed because of what I saw my father doing. As fathers today, we have the responsibility of a religious training for our family. We as men have the responsibility of training our children. For fathers should be taking the lead in the rearing of the family, taking them to church. But this will create unity and harmony within the family structure. My brothers and sisters, but if a father fails, or if he neglects his family, then the father will reap sorrow and sadness later upon his family. As fathers, we've been instructed to lead by example. Proverbs 26 tells us to train a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. As fathers, our responsibility is to lead and train. The best. What happened in the garden when Adam was to leave? He began to fall. For he lost something even in the Garden of Eden, where God gave him dominion, power, and authority over everything that he created. And for some reason, he delegated his authority to Eve. And so, because we are descendants of the first Adam, we lost something as fathers. We lost something that God delegated and changed and declared for fathers and men to have. And so now the Lord is saying, I gave you the responsibility to train your family, to train up your children. I gave you the responsibility to support your family. I gave you, man, the responsibility. And I believe that responsibility is a powerful responsibility, because God is speaking to us today. Because as Father, our actions should reflect who we are as men.
Amen.
It has been said that the apple does not fall far from the tree. And if my action is not Christ-like, then my offspring will act just like what I produce. In other words, what example have we as fathers been setting today for our sons and daughters? It is evident throughout society that we're seeing this disingenuous generation. We're seeing black men that are wearing braids and pants down below their waist. And there's something wrong that we were lost in a generation when children are honoring the parent instead of the parents honoring the children. As fathers, we need to set an example of being responsible and loving for our families. Scripture even tells us, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. We have a responsibility inside the family to our own wives and not someone else's. If our children see the father doing that, then our sons will understand the family concept. Time out for social media to train our children. Time out for Jay-Z using all types of languages and all of these hip-hop rappers doing whatever they do. And our children are emulating the wrong stuff. This time out. And they are going farther and farther away from the Lord's house. And they are embracing a worldly ideology because they have lost their direction and lost their way. Where are the fathers today?
I'm on.
On this Father's Day.
Yes.
If my son is a reflection of me, then the thing that I have seen my father do, my son will see me. He will also act in that same manner. As fathers, if we are training and teaching and living the way according to Scripture, then our children will have a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Where are all the fathers today? Where are the men that God has placed in a position of authority?
Hallelujah.
My brothers and sisters, as I look at fathers on this Father's Day, there are many fathers who are absent from the home, and they are absent from the church.
Amen.
I have discovered that a real father has nothing to do with your biological children.
Amen.
God is our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And we have an adoption in Him through Jesus, and we are all His children. Takes care of us, for our life is a reflection and an image of Him. So now, I understand that image that the Lord was projecting through His Son so that we could see it. He took on flesh so that we could behold Him, because God is an invisible God. But He speaks audibly so we can understand. And then He acts in nature to let us know that He's the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He is a God of today, a God of tomorrow. He is the infinite God that became finite and transcended that imminent, that which was far off, drew near so that we could say, Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. My brothers and sisters, we have to learn to go back to the foundation of mercy.
Yes,
that
yes.
Made us who we are.
Yes.
We need to go back to the church we started, and we saw grandma and grandpa
yes.
The church on Sunday
yes.
Morning.
Yes.
Go to the Bible training union. Go to the Sunday school. We need to bring back the stuff that we are losing in the generation because the world is captivated to our children,
yes.
And they're putting us father and father away from the Lord's house.
Yes.
They're football games. All kinds of walks in the park. We no longer want to come to the church because there's more activities outside of the church than in the church.
Yes.
So we got to go back in that church.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
My brothers and sisters, we have to go back to the old time when we baptized and people had a religious encounter with the Lord. Because your encounter ought to always be personal. Because God has a personal relationship with you.
Yes.
He desires for you to be personal, not only with your brother, but with all mankind, regardless of our colors.
Yes.
The greatest fantasy we have in this world is that we look different. God does no respect of what we look like, nor our colors. And He favors who He chooses. But when we separate ourselves because of the color of our skin. As we separate ourselves because of our denominations, affiliation, if we separate ourselves, because I don't look like you and you don't look like me, I don't dress like you and you don't dress like me, we separate the principle by which the Lord had sent you for us. My brothers and sisters, that was a voice that cried out, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Not just pleased, but well pleased. And when the Lord is speaking to you, the Lord should be well pleased. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to a generation concerning the fulfillment of prophecy. And the question is, are we hearing the word of the Lord? The Lord is knocking on the doors of our heart. And he's asking the question, do you love me? And the question is, yes. Yes. And when you can answer that affirmative, you know that you're on the right track. There was a voice that called out. And there's a voice today that is echoing in your ears concerning our Lord, our God, our King, who came, who suffered and died, so that we may have a right to the tree of life. And on this Father's Day, we salute all of the fathers for who you are. Stand on what God has ordained you. Be a Christian man that God called you to be. Live the way he called you to live, and God will get the praise, he will get the honor, and he will get the glory. My brother and sister, the word of the Lord for the people of God and this generation. The doors of the church open.
Amen.
There's one here today, this morning, and your desire is to accept the Lord as your personal Savior. You may come as a candidate for baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation. All you may come with a Christian. If there's one here this morning, the desire to accept the Lord as his or her personal Savior, will you come?
Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.